is wrong with you?
Hi.
Hi.
Who are you?
Hope, who are you?
I'm Chance. What are we doing today, Hope? You have a brain fart.
Yeah. We're hopefully reviewing and hopefully reviews. I said that really fast.
Yeah, what are we hopefully reviewing today?
1883, season 1, episode 7. By the way, there's only one season.
Oh, what's the name of the...
Lightning Yellow Hair.
Episode. what's this episode about?
Read yours, and then I want to read what they have, and we need to ask. I have to ask questions.
Okay. Them Nados showed up, causing a ruckus, and Lightning Yellow Hair makes out with the first guy she's next to.
I mean, not wrong. Okay, this... IMDb, all of them...
Mm-hmm.
Have Elsa makes an unlikely friend. The group faces harrowing challenge from Mother Nature, and the camp searches for one of their own. Who?
Oh, that'd be Cookie.
Oh.
Yeah.
They don't really search for him.
No. Okay. No, they don't.
Okay, anyways, let's,
What are the ratings?
Ratings. IMDb is an 8.6 out of 10. The Rotten Tomatoes is the same. And the movie database is 79%.
Got any trivia?
I have two. What are the planes littered with?
Okay.
And then what makes her think?
What makes her think?
Yeah, there's a whole...
Monologue?
She's talking to Ma.
Ma?
And she's like, this makes me think, but then this makes me do something else.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Okay.
I got a trivia for you.
Mm-hmm.
How many thieves are there?
Like.
Actually.
Okay, I think I know the answer.
Okay. Let's run it back.
Oh my god, where's my phone?
Oh my god, where's my phone? It starts off.
With them and the cattle. And Elsa sees...
No, Elsa's like being wily. And Colton's like, damn, that's a fast and wild one. And then Wade's like, yeah, she's been like that ever since we rounded her up. And then Colton's like, didn't mean the cattle.
Oh, yeah. And I just said Elsa's good at being a cowboy.
And then she sits like she's been doing this for 37 yeah. years.
But they're moving along, and then we get to a stopping point, and the Native Americans are there. What are they technically? Like just Americans?
Well, they're native to America.
We're not technically. Maybe now, like generations later, we are.
We are.
Like we're.
Yeah, but we're not native.
Right.
Or are we?
No. That's what I'm saying. Wouldn't they just be, like, Americans?
They would be Americans, yes.
Like, without the native.
That's just, like, Hawaii resident or Hawaiian?
Exactly why we should be called...
American residents?
Yes. And then the natives just be called Americans. I'm gonna start that.
They could be called North Americans.
There we go.
Because you have the South Americans.
Well, yeah, but they're all split up.
But they're... It's simpler to just say that they're native to the Americas.
Yeah, but I feel like that's just... They're just Americans.
They are Americans.
But technically, this wasn't called America yet.
I think.
So they're just...
America, land of the fucking free? Wasn't that 1776? The United States... Of America.
Yeah, but the Native Americans have been here since
before.
Ever.
What did the natives call it? Call the land.
Land. They're like
before.
My land.
Americans.
And then they just split up into their groups, like the Apache.
The Apache.
You know what they're called?
I think so.
The
Choctaw, the Chickasaw, the.
Wherever Running Bulls from.
What natives are these ones?
Start to see.
Comanche.
Yes, Comanche.
Yeah.
I would love to know more about natives.
Go work for a casino.
Yeah, yes.
Because they, what that happened to me when I worked for the casino is they actually take you to the reservation. You have the
I want to go to a reservation.
The, whatchamafucking call it?
That's probably really annoying.
The new hire orientation is like...
At their,
what, their fucking learning center.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I'm going to just apply to just get through that part.
Well. Yep.
And I'll quit.
Dummy.
I just want to go. I think Native Americans are so cool. Anyways, moving on. They're talking to the natives, and
Elsa's like, well, Wade. Yeah, all three of them, I guess.
Yeah, all of them are sitting there. By the three, we mean Colton, Elsa, and Wade. See the natives, and she's like, "What do we do?" And they're like, "Nothing."
Right.
And then they went up. The other two, was it? I think it was
Cap and...
Ain't no fucking Farmer John.
No, it was Cap number... Yeah.
No, number one came by them.
Yeah, I suppose it was Cap and Ain't No Fucking Farmer John.
And they were up there giving them stuff.
The tax.
Well, I was going to say that, but it's fine. Because Elsa's like, what are they doing? And he's like...
Paying the tax.
Paying the tax. And they're like, we have to pay taxes? Like, to be... And then they're like, yes.
Yeah, this can is do their
that.
Land.
That's their land.
So
do you think... Well, I mean, it's easy. I could Google search it, but do the natives, like, on the reservations have to pay taxes? Or are they, like, excluded?
Ooh, I want to say they're...
Excluded?
Excluded. I wouldn't say... No, I want to say they're excluded.
You want to know what's really fucked up?
What's that?
Is, like, so they are one of the highest... people to be trafficked and kidnapped and all that kind of stuff. Like, their women and their kids and stuff. But...
In this day and age?
Yeah.
Why?
Because the problem is reservations police themselves.
Mmm.
But let's say... I don't want to say you. That would be really bad. Let's say Slim Jim down the street did something.
Jim Bob?
Yeah, Jim... let's not say Jim Bob. I like Jim Bob.
Jim Bob's a dick.
Jim Bob doesn't wait for me. Anyways, Slim Jim down the street does something to them. Technically, they're not on the reservation, so I don't think they can do anything to him.
Mm.
But it's really hard for, like, the reservation to get the cops to help them.
Mm.
Yeah. I think it's pretty fucked up. But anyways.
That sounds pretty fucked up.
Isn't it? Okay, so then, Cookie... I put Cook killed the cow.
Yeah, Cook killed the cow. Cookie the cook killed the cow. And he pulled some meat off the fire.
Oh my god, this is probably one of my favorite fucking scenes.
Pulled meat off the fire, and one of the foreigners comes up and starts...
Just grabbing.
Just grabbing, like, three fucking steaks.
Right, there's one of you and, like, a shit ton of other people.
Right, and he's grabbing three steaks.
And he slaps him. Not slaps him, but, like, slaps down the table. And he's like, Cookie was like, you get in line. I don't know the full quote. So I'm going to paraphrase. You get in line, you grab a... plate and a fork, and then you...
And then I give you
the meat. He asks who speaks English here, and Joseph gets up, and then he kind of explains it again, and he starts swearing. He says fuck.
Right, says fuck a lot.
A lot. He's like, I'll grab you the fucking meat, blah, 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 and this whole time, Elsa's over there side-eyeing one of the natives.
We'll get Sam. To him.
Okay, if I would have finished my sentence, I would have said we'll get to his name later.
Sam.
I
have notes about it. It's so hot, Sam!
Oh, my brain went to Sam from Lord of the Rings.
Samwise Gamgee?
Yes.
I think I actually called him Samwise in my notes.
But the whole reference is great. But I'm so cold.
But I feel so cold. You don't even know the reference. Get out
okay,
of here.
Okay, I said it wrong.
I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
Well, that's just too damn bad.
There is no just. That's just...
Yeah! Yeah!
No.
Yes, it is. Well, that's just too damn bad.
Well, that's too damn bad.
I'm pretty sure there's a just.
You keep digging. There's no just.
Well, there should be a just.
Bet?
Nope.
I'll make a bet.
I already failed a bet.
Make a bet.
Was that today or yesterday? Failed my bet.
I don't know. I think you lost the bet last time.
Anyways, so he's yelling, right? And then Yosef is like, what's this fuck? And then Cookie's like, what the fuck you just called me? And then
Cap is like, he doesn't know what that word means.
And then he goes, neither does he. And he points to little Johnny.
And now he's going to go ask his mother what that word means.
And God help you.
Yeah. And guess what happens?
Little Johnny boy walks up and says, what does fuck mean?
Mom, what does fuck mean?
It means a spanking. And a good one. If you say that word again. That's what she says. And then Johnny asks Dad,
are you... Ain't no fucking Farmer John's holding in a laugh.
Yeah. Well, asks him, is he getting a spanking? A.K.A. Cookie. Because he said it. And he goes...
Something like that.
Something like that's going to come his way, I'm sure of it. And so then people are like, I thought the natives... I thought we had to get in line. Like, Yosef was like, they're not getting in line. And he goes, they're guests. Guests don't wait in line.
Right.
So then everybody's in line, and then you see John and Ma, first Cookie goes, half steak for him, and then Ma just slaps him.
Full steak then?
Yeah, and then he goes, full steak then?
And she's and like, you say fuck in front of my son again.
I will stab you with this fucking fork.
Right. And she's like, half steak's fine.
Yeah, it was so great. And then Ain't No Fucking Farmer John comes up and goes, that could have gone a lot worse for you. And let me just say, I would be scared of him. I literally wrote in my notes, probably one of my favorite scenes. I also wrote scene one, and I don't want to talk about it.
My phone just doesn't work. I actually like the cook.
Oh, I do. I like the cook, too. Yeah. But that was probably one of my favorite things. Like, Ma slapping. Oh, my God. It was so funny.
Then it cuts to Lightning Yellowhair side-eyeing Sam.
Yeah, and Sammy and her flirting with their eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Colton said something about, like...
She's getting frisky with the natives or something.
Yeah, something. And then he goes, I like your horse.
What's its name? She's like, Lightning.
Why?
Because it's lightning fast.
Show me.
I don't think she said anything. So, okay.
Why did we switch roles there? Anyways, this is me. So then they decide to drag race the horses.
Yeah. And Ain't No Fucking Farmer John and Mom are like, where are they going?
And then Dad's like, they're going to race. And then she's like, Ma says something, and he goes, yeah, but look at her face.
Right.
And she goes, yeah, I don't want to be wiped off. What?
Well, I was just getting to a later thing about Lightning. Real plot hole, in my opinion.
Whatever. So then they go. And they're racing, right? And obviously Lightning wins, but she drops her reins.
Right.
But then...
Colton
goes, I think she dropped her reins. And then the other native that's not Sam, goes... No, she let him go. Don't that mean the same motherfucking thing? Like, I understand the symbolism? Yeah, that they're trying to go for there, but it means the same fucking thing.
Yeah, it means...
Yes.
The different same thing, things, but and it means different things.
I just said they means the different things and different things.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
And then...
So I think Sam says something about liking her hair.
Yeah.
And she cuts it off.
Yeah, she's like, chunk. Here, have some of my hair.
And then...
They talk about names and shit.
Oh, yeah. So the reason why Sam is named Sam... Oh, because I think she's like, you can call me Elsa or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes... She's like, what do I call you? And he goes, Sam. He goes, just Sam. And he goes, yeah. And then she's like, why is your name Sam? Because obviously natives aren't named Sam.
Yeah, his name would be Sam. And then he's like, it's the name of the guy who killed my wife.
And I would know because I made him tell me. That's some scary shit.
Mm.
I did not get my name from someone killing someone.
Mm. That's a shame because I did.
What? No, you didn't.
Mm-hmm. I killed 82 people.
What the fuck?
In Nam.
No, you didn't. Anyways, then he gave her her knife, because apparently her knife wasn't good enough.
He gave her his knife.
What did I say?
Her knife.
Whatever.
Because he lost the race, so it was hers.
Which doesn't make any sense, because they didn't say that in the beginning.
It's symbolic.
I don't give a fuck.
Because her knife sucked, and she needed a new knife.
And then he's like, well, you won the race, so I might as well give you my good knife. It doesn't make any fucking sense to me. Here's where she tells Ma...
What she's her, thinking about?
No, what makes her think.
I don't know, the moon?
No. Anyways, so Elsa's sleeping by the... What is that called?
Wagon.
Thank you. I was going to say cattle, that's not right, because she's not sleeping by the cattle. Because you find out later... Spoiler. Well, I'll just say now. That's where they slept together, aka her and Ennis.
Ennis.
I still miss him. I have some shit to say in a later episode.
About Ennis?
Yeah. We'll get there.
Does Ennis pop up?
No. So.
Loser. Not even in a flashback?
Sadly, no.
Oh, shit.
Oh, was this where I asked if she had lip gloss on?
I don't know when the...
Are you missing your notes, bro?
Maybe, yeah, I am. There's one where he called her lightning yellow hair, and I'm like, and scene.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. That's the episode. Because that's what Sam called Elsa. Yeah. Called like, Elsa. Your name is lightning yellow hair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and then that's when she said, what's your name?
Yeah, yeah.
And then he goes, Sam.
And then at one point she's talking about the clouds. Is that right now?
Yes.
Is that what she's thinking about?
Yes. Not what she's thinking about.
What makes her think?
Yes.
Because she's like, clouds aren't made of water. And like, no, I'm pretty sure clouds are filled with water.
Yeah, but then why do some of them rain?
Because the water gets too heavy.
See, that makes no fucking sense.
It's more of the molecules and
I hate science.
Shit.
But at the same time, I love science.
But dumbed down, the water just gets too heavy and drops.
That's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard.
You tell the clouds that.
I?
You tell the scientists that. Who knows more about it than I do?
I will tell a scientist.
I'm not a scientist. I'm a doctor, not a scientist.
I will tell you right now that I believe that sometimes. It's just so dumb. Like, how the fuck does that make sense? Huh? Why do you hate me? And then... She goes to sleep. And I think this is... Yeah, right now. So, because I have notes.
Cap is talking to Sam.
Because I have a quote.
After the scene of Elsa.
With Ma and Elsa, yeah.
Yeah.
And... He tells... Well, first he says, the sky is angry.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was cool. Anytime there's a thunderstorm, now I'm just going to be like, the sky is angry.
Mm-hmm.
It instantly made me think of Frozen. The sky is awake, so I'm awake. Do you want to build a snowman? Right out back around the hall. Anyways.
That's not I've only seen that movie song. Once, and I have not seen the second one.
I stole a child to go see the second one.
I bet you did.
I sure did. I went to the family that I babysat for and asked if I could
borrow their kid.
Yeah, I was like, I'll take the oldest one with me to go see Frozen 2 in theaters. And the mom was like, okay, have fun. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, bye.
But Cap is like, you can stay the night, right?
And then that's when he's like, the sky's angry.
I'm getting the fuck out of here before the storm comes. You should too. And he's like, I wish I could. They should've.
Yeah, I'd say. But... You also, he says that Cap should leave these people in California. Or not.
Colorado.
I don't know why California.
They're looking for mountains. Go to Colorado.
I've been in the mountains of the Colorados.
Same.
To Colorado. There's no singular Colorado.
There's no singular Colorado?
I said there's only one. It's just a singular Colorado. There's only one.
That's what I said.
Anyways. And then you find out the cook's gone.
Yeah, and then Cap's like, he wouldn't have left us. He doesn't seem to type.
Right. But then, and then Cap says we can't baby him anymore.
Right, they either survive or die.
Yeah, and then this is the scene right now where he's like, why? Pa's like, ain't no fucking proper job, Pa. Asks Elsa, like, why are you sleeping here? And she's like, I slept out there with him. A.K.A. like by the cattle. And I didn't realize that. We had to pause it. I don't remember what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to pause it, and I was walking back. I was like,
picking the dingleberries out of your butt.
No. And I was like, oh my god, that's what it meant. Like, she slept on the ground out there with him. Like, there was a whole scene about it. Mm-hmm. I know you have to know that's a storm. Because you see the storm of brewing.
Oh, yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
But so then...
And then Cap is like, get down, get off your horses.
Right, like... And then Elsa's trying to wrangle up the cattle still, and Colton and...
Like,
Wade are like, stop, nope, let him go.
Right.
Like, we'll find them later. They're going to go bed down somewhere. And, everybody else... So, well, then we see, I think, Pa... Well, we see the whole thing, and, Cap is like, let go of the horses, get the horses off the thing. Like, you're gonna have to let them run. When you, for some reason...
Do you think it would have been better if they let the horses run with the wagon?
No.
Why not? But horses would have been taken with the wagon and died?
Not necessarily, but I feel like that, like, it's for the horses' sake. So they can actually get away in time.
Mm.
But you see...
Margaret's like, what's that? And even fucking Farmer John's like, that's a fucking tornado.
Yeah. If forever, for whatever reason, you're deciding to go from Texas to Wyoming...
They're in Oklahoma.
I didn't even mean... I meant to say Washington. Is that where they're headed?
Oregon?
Whichever fucking one you
want. Fucking Oregon Trail?
Whichever one you choose.
Damn, look at that scene.
Yeah. Whichever one you decide to go to... And you're just out in the Great Plains and on a wagon and horses. Let your horses run free and get the fuck to the lowest ground you can. Good luck.
Yeah, so they all...
They're all running.
Lay on the ground, which, you know... I feel like I would dig my hands into the ground trying to grab them.
Right. They're taking all their shit off their horses, Ma and Pa. And Ma's like, go get Elsa. Like, where is she? Dad's like, I don't give a flying fuck.
I'm right here.
I'm right here with you two. She's a survivor. She'll make it.
Right.
And he grabs them and they lay down in the grass.
And then it cuts to Cap laying his horse down.
Yeah, he doesn't let the horse go. I think he's trained this horse.
Right.
That's so depressing.
Yeah.
And then the tornado hits.
Couple of the wagons. Couple of wagons get flown and destroyed.
Yeah, and Colton, Elsa, and Enid, Wade, are with Sam now.
Yeah, because he showed up.
Yeah, to help them find ground. They were running for a while. They let their horses go. Elsa's saying goodbye, kisses. I know that's later, I think. But says goodbye, and they get down to the ground. And this is where I have some questions.
Yeah, they're all running over a hill. They all lay down.
Yeah, they lay down on the side of a hill, which I feel like that would be the best bet, because it would just kind of, like, go over you.
Yeah, you'd think.
Which it does, in the scene, at least.
Right.
And what does Elsa do?
She's like, oh my god!
Sam is protecting Elsa, right?
She's screaming. She's
screaming. Understandable. And then what does she decide to do?
I'm gonna make out with you, Sam. I'm so fucking scared. Yeah, I'm gonna make out.
I might die now, so I'm just gonna make out with you. Also, that hat is crushing his face. But, they literally make out. What?
In the middle of a tornado.
I'm like, you just met him. And I have, Kelton's like, damn, should be me.
Yeah, but now is not the time.
I feel like now would be the time. Like, you're gonna die. But you just met him. Like, you literally...
Hey, I just met you. I know it's crazy.
But I'm gonna make out with you while the tornado flies over our head. Anyways,
see all those clouds?
Pretty.
See those not clouds?
That's a mile away.
Are you... No.
Yes, it is.
Anyways, literally,
literally said that it chases for a mile, so they're a mile away from them already.
You could see clouds a mile away. There in the next scene, after all of that, right, it cuts to black like the commercial break. It's okay. In the next scene, you see, fucking Farmer John. There is not a cloud in sight.
Okay, but storms clear up pretty quickly sometimes.
They literally just got off the ground.
Yeah, but it doesn't... It just they dissipates literally sometimes.
Just got off the ground.
Okay, wait, I'm the not clouds, I'm not gonna get off the ground the second it goes away. What if something else happens?
The clouds would still be visible.
No. Storms can dissipate. Have you ever heard of a... What are those things called? When the rain just downpours real quick and then it stops?
There would be clouds in sight.
Not necessarily.
Yes, necessarily. No. I'm dinging directing.
I don't give a shit.
I'm dinging...
I'm just kidding.
CGI and effects.
Could you imagine that was real? Like, could you imagine they're like just... They're like...
We have to go find a tornado.
No. It's like they were... This scene wasn't actually supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was supposed to be just like a thunderstorm. Like, they're like, oh, we found a thunderstorm.
Shit.
And then they're just filming and they're like, fuck!
No, they wouldn't do that. Actor safety and all that.
I just said it wasn't, like, real. Like, they didn't mean for it to turn into a tornado. Like, it was supposed to be, like, a safe storm.
I know.
And then it turned into a tornado. They can't just stop doing what they're doing. Like, they would have to get down. Because this is all on set. They're all on scene. Fuck you.
But then they're looking at the horizon and they see, like, two wagons.
Yeah, pretty fucking depressing.
Maybe three wagons. Out of the caravan that they used to have.
I think it was like, what, eight? I think
yeah, Cap said. Something like that.
Cappy still has his horse. Cap finds another horse.
Right.
Don't know whose it is. And then...
Cuts to the cowboys and Sam.
Seeing all this shit.
And
like, Elsa, all the group's shit just spread everywhere.
Elsa's like, should we pick it up? And then...
I think it was Wade.
Yeah.
Like, no, we need to find their horses first.
And then we'll come back for it.
And then you see lightning off in the distance. And then she's like, storm couldn't catch you, could it? And that's when she kisses him.
I will have you know. I think it was this scene. I don't know what scene it is. Elsa doesn't know how to wear a fucking hat.
Yeah, it's always...
It's always
up too high,
so the sun is in her eyes.
But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about this.
I want to talk about you and me. See,
I want sex, baby. That I literally.
The other two cowboys literally wear their hat low enough so it covers, like, the rim covers their eyes.
It normally.
Elsa does not. I'm docking her fucking costume.
That's she's also a woman.
Women that means jack shit. She's a fucking cowboy.
No, she shouldn't be out of the kitchen, and now she doesn't know how to wear a hat.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just kidding. Anyways, what I have a question about here. Well, it's within these next couple scenes.
Mm.
It's like a continuous thing. So she's like, I'll go find him. Then she brings Sam with her. So Sam goes with to bring said horses back to these two. Correct?
That's
what they said.
That's my understanding.
Dialogue that was said. Correct?
That's my understanding.
Okay. Well, and then this scene, poor Colton's like, fuck me.
I bit off more than I could chew.
Yeah, I guess I didn't understand my own looks.
All right.
So then they go. Elsa looks like a fucking, I don't even
she
know.
She looks hella pregnant after that kiss.
Shut the
fuck. She's hella pregnant right now.
It was because she reached around and grabbed his hand and put it on her stomach.
Yeah.
And she looked pregnant.
Hella pregnant.
And all they did was kiss.
That's
not how that works.
That's how it works, though.
No.
If you kiss someone, you get pregnant.
No.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
No.
I'm like 95% sure that's how it works.
I'm 99.999999.
Really, you're not 100% sure.
That's not how that works. I just want to make that one, that 0.00001. You never know. I'm pretty sure Joseph kissed Mary and then Mary got pregnant.
Right.
So they're that
0.00001%. Hella pregnant. Hella pregnant.
But, okay, so then in this scene, we find more horses. Sam brings the horses.
Sam gets his horse. Okay, fucking move on.
Sam brings the horses to Elsa. Sam finds his horse. Sam gets on his said horse. Sam then rides the fuck off.
And he's right next to Elsa at this point, obviously.
Well, why is he leaving? Why?
He did his job. He saved them. And now he's moving on.
I thought he was supposed to bring the fucking horses back.
Elsa's got it.
But then why the fuck did she bring him in the first place?
So he rides off up the little hill and then starts yelling, hey, this is...
screaming.
Like, this is your land now.
Yeah, this is my land. But this is your land. No, you're always welcome in it. Blah, blah, blah. Like, bro, you were standing right next to me. You couldn't have just told her that.
Right.
It's fine.
And ain't no fucking Farmer John
finds her.
Finds her, and she's like, "How is this?" He was like, "How was the storm?" And then she's like, "Beautiful."
And he was like, "Scary or whatever." And she goes, "No, it was beautiful." And I was like, "Gag me, okay."
And like, that's not the same fucking storm I went through. And she had a one night kiss.
Yeah, she had a one night kiss. My wish for you.
This life. And then in the following scene, you see Noemi find her mirror, and it's broken. And she's like, "We have nothing."
But then, apparently, number one's got money up his butthole.
Right, I got enough money for the both of us. And...
Which, where's his money? In his hat still?
Yeah. Then it cuts to Yosef.
Trying to put a crate back together, and he starts crying. Yeah, his wife?
He lost everything.
His wife seems a little... off-putting in that scene to me.
Well, she's like
sad. I think they're all dazed. Yeah. You know, like all their shit's just gone.
And then Cap and number one are talking about how they have to go back to Dome, but it's a month's ride.
Right.
And like it just shit got fucked.
You find out they only have like two out of like
two are salvageable.
Yeah, two
salvageable.
Or was there two plus the one or some shit?
I'm not sure. Two are salvageable.
I don't know how many they end up with.
Right.
Like, ain't no fucking Farmer John's wagon okay?
Oh, hell yeah, it's okay.
I don't know, though. We don't see it.
But,
then you see the cook.
Yeah, the cook shows up. And then Cap's like, "I thought you left." And he's like, "No, I was just getting ahead of the storm."
And he goes, "I thought you guys were right behind me." And Cap's like, "We should have been."
Yeah, literally.
But then Cook's like, "How many died?" And he goes, "None." And he goes, "Well, that's good." And then Cap goes, "Have you seen the cattle?"
Yeah, your boys are rounding them up.
Your six boys are rounding them up back there. And he goes,
We ain't got six boys.
So then he runs up to Thomas and tells Thomas. And then...
they find Ain't No Fucking Farmer John.
And the boys.
And the cowboys. And then they're like, "We got some cattle thieves." And then they're like, "Okay, who's coming with?" And then Elsa's like, "I'm going with you, Dad. This is the safest place on earth."
Yeah. Because there's what they think there's six of them, but the problem is they're worried they might round back.
They might double back.
Yeah.
Oh, here's where she doesn't know. She literally all these other hats covering their eyeballs. Look, fucking Cap.
It's literally up.
It's literally like above her fucking forehead. Like she doesn't know how to use a damn hat.
Okay, I don't give a fuck. She's a woman.
She's dumb.
Not because she's a woman.
I mean...
just because she don't know how to wear a
hat. Just because she doesn't... Yeah, literally, all these fucking men know how to wear a hat.
But, so, they're talking about how... it was just going to be, what, the three of them at first, in case they double back. So, it was just going to be... Ain't No Fucking Farmer John, Cap, and number one going to the cattle. And the other three going back by the camp.
Right.
But, Elsa's like, "Nope, I'm going with you." End of discussion. So he goes with. Cowboys roll back up.
To Margaret.
Oh, there's their wagon right there.
Yeah, right. See, their wagon's fine.
And so the two cowboys roll up, and they're like, well, they're both like, "You gonna tell her?" And then we gotta tell her something. And
she's like, "Yeah, you guys find the guns?" I'm like, "Yeah, a couple. You better load them and hand them out.
There's some thieves up ahead." And she's like, "Where's my husband?" And then they're like,
Going after him?
"Where's my daughter?" She said it would be the safest place on earth.
Next to him.
And she's like, "God fucking damn it."
Right. So she grabs her gun and is like...
she's like, "Give me your fucking horse."
Right. "I'm going to go after her." And then she's like, "You guys watch...
my son with your life."
Right.
And then she gets him, Colton, the gun. And then gets on the horse and then rides up to Wayne and is like, "You guard my son with your life." And then
John, little John
is the cutest thing in the world.
Looks at Wade and he's like, "You guys wanna hunt grasshoppers with me?"
And it's the cutest look, 'cause he's got the cute little voice and he's like, "Guys wanna catch grasshoppers with me?"
And
I'm like, "Yes." And then Wade's like, "I do, John."
Sure.
And I'm just sitting there like, I am too. I want to too. I'm gonna now go hunt grasshoppers. Because John asked.
But then the boys roll up on the cattle, and there's not six men.
There's a little bit more than that.
There's a pop trivia, is my trivia, 13.
Why didn't you let me fucking answer it?
Because, did you know it was 13?
Yes.
Okay, then there you go. It's fine. There's 13 of them. They're like, shit, run.
That's a lot more than fucking six. And obviously, they see them.
Right.
And so they're like, run and spread out. Let's just mind you, they said spread out.
Yeah, run and spread out. Let me tell you, they also have a huge fucking lead.
Oh yeah, a huge lead, and also a huge area.
Right.
To said spread out.
Right. Ain't no fucking Farmer John's like, hey, also you keep riding, don't matter what you hear, just keep going.
Keep go.
Okay, she's on lightning.
Shut the fuck up. Anyways.
The cowboys come and they start shooting.
So then you see them at first. They all looked pretty spread out, right? Like Cap, John. Ain't no fucking Farmer John, I mean, and number one. But then throughout the fucking scene, they weirdly get closer to each other.
Right, they all get off their horses and start shooting because all the damn cowboys don't want to be shooting.
And
they're not even, like, going after
them. They seem to be getting closer together. Like,
oh yeah, that looks hella close.
That's not far apart.
Yeah, they did not spread. They're
damn near standing next to
each other. Yeah, they're like fucking 10 feet away from each other. But, you know, Elsa's riding off in the distance on lightning. And, like, at least three of them come after Elsa. And they are gaining on her.
Okay.
She needs to rename her horse because they are on her fucking ass. She had a fucking 20-mile stretch lead.
No, she didn't.
20 miles?
Yeah, bullshit.
And they gained on her. They are literally going so much faster than her.
Doesn't matter.
She needs to rename her horse to Snail. Because that's how fucking slow it is.
Snail? What the fuck? Anyways.
But then she's like.
She lets go of her reins.
She's like, I'm going to
play. I'm not scared because either I know I'm going to survive or I'm going to die.
Right. And then Uncle Sam shows up.
Well, first off, we were like, why is that fucking dude?
Yeah, the dude's holding his damn gun backwards.
And then I realized he's probably going to pistol whip her.
Right.
Because he wanted to, you know, do some things and not have her dead.
Sell her into slavery.
Or sex. Like, he was gonna rape her?
I don't think, he's her type.
I don't think for a man that wrangles up fucking cattle, there's a type. I think, woman.
I said he's not her type.
Oh, no. But I don't think most women that get raped are like, he was my type. What the fuck? Anyway, so Sam's killing these fuckers. And I asked a question, I was like, does he get a new name now? Like, does it add on?
No.
Like, is it like, well, because now that's his girlfriend.
At one point in the conversation about having the names, she's like, I didn't get the name of the dude who I killed. And Sam's like, you don't want that name. Your name is Lightning Yellow Hair.
Yeah.
Like, because then you'd be mourning forever.
Right. So, like, does it add on now?
Right. But Samwise kills the three men. Then it cuts to the boys.
The main boys.
Ain't no fucking Farmer John got shot in the ass.
Well, yeah, Thomas gets clipped.
Thomas gets clipped in the leg and I think the gut.
Yeah, but I think and ain't no fucking Farmer John he gets shot, but it only goes, like...
through his belt.
Yeah, through his belt and a little bit of his skin. So it didn't go, like, through him.
Right. And then
Sammy Boy shows up and another cowboy on their side.
Yeah, some other cowboy shows up.
Which apparently his name is Charlie Goodnight, and I've seen some trivia about it.
I feel like I've heard that name before.
That's because he's a real person.
Charlie Goodnight?
Mm-hmm. There's a trivia about it.
Oh, like that's not the actor's name?
No.
Oh, I thought you were saying that was the actor's name.
No, it's like, it's the character's name.
Mm.
And it's like an actual... character, like an actual person from my time.
I will believe it. But yeah, they done shoot some people, and then Cap goes around double tapping everyone.
Yeah, he's like, let me just fucking make sure real quick.
Yeah, rule number two, double tap.
Mm-mm. They ain't feeling fucking zombies. You're wasting bullets now.
They might be playing dead.
Let that bitch bleed out.
They're not, they might be playing dead.
And they're playing dead, you kick them first, and then you
And then Cap's like, hey, you got shot in the ass, let me look at it, let me see your butt.
So,
and then he pops the bullet pimple.
Ain't no fucking Farmer John's like, how bad is it? And he goes, well, I'm in through your belt. And then ain't no fucking, or then Cap's like, oh, it's right here.
Right. I can probably pop, squeeze it out.
And that's disgusting. And then he goes, souvenir for your boy.
Yeah, and he fucking squeezes that pimple.
And then he asks,
number one.
Yeah, Thomas, they look at him and they're like, yeah, you should get that out. And then he goes, how's your leg? And he's like, oh, I just got grazed. And then he goes, how's yours, Cap? And he goes, I get shot.
And then they look down at his boot. He's got some blood. And he's like, where the fuck is it?
Like, it's got to be coming from somewhere. So he's like looking around.
And then number one's like, move your hat.
Yeah. He got fucking grazed
on the damn head.
And they both make a joke to each other and guess the rest of your lock.
Your lock ran out.
Lock ran out.
And then, well, they meet Goodnight over here.
Yeah.
And he's a thief hunter.
Which he looked so familiar, but I found out who it was.
Look later. They have a whole ass conversation about saying a prayer over the man, and Cap's like, hell no, I ain't give a shit for that. And then we'll meet you back at camp. Elsa shows up with the horse, and then ain't no fucking Farmer John's super happy that she's alive.
I don't remember what they said to each other, to be honest. But they also are talking about Beren.
Yeah.
Whatever, and then...
They said hell no.
But then Goodnight, apparently this is what he does. He, like, finds cattle...
Wranglers?
Stealers?
Yep.
And thieves? Kills them. And kills them. There are a lot of jobs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my other podcast says. Not mine. I don't have another podcast, but mm-hmm. podcasts I listen to, then like hear like a random job and I'm like, there's a lot of jobs out there.
But then Elsa and Samwise
have a moment.
They're like,
they graze each other's hands. Like, I'm like, oh,
they're like, what? I see you. I want you, but we can't be together.
I'm sorry.
Right in front of Dad, too.
My big thing is, like, y'all just met. Like, I mean, literally not even.
They found love in a hopeless place.
The plains?
Yeah.
But she's just gonna forget about Annis that fast?
But then it shows Margaret seeing someone on a horse.
Like bent down, she's freaked out. She's like, fuck, is that Elsa?
She rides up, and it's a damn thief who got away. And the thief is like, give me your horse. Bro, you already got a fucking horse in your boot.
Yeah, I need to know what.
What or what why? His
thought process was.
Right, there. And then he pulls out a gun. Margaret's got like, the double barrel asking. On him. And then she shoots him.
And then you hear Elsa's overhead, because then it's the end of the... Isn't it the end?
Yeah, it's the end.
And it's Elsa's overhead.
Did Elsa overhead or Margaret?
No, Elsa.
Because I thought Margaret was like saying we're all going to hell except John. And I was like, was that Margaret's first kill?
It was Elsa because she's like, she came over to the camp and she didn't talk to nobody.
Ah, yeah.
And then Elsa said that Ma said, I think later, that John is the only
one going to heaven.
And then she's like, but we're already in heaven and hell. Because they coexist here on the planet.
And the earth is God.
Yeah, I don't. I just didn't pay attention to that.
Yeah, the end.
So, trivia? No. Trivia? I meant goofs and trivia. No,
trivia.
So, this is my... Okay, so, producer... Oh, there's only one. Well, there's a spoiler.
Spoiler.
So, producer... Oh, it's my Yellowstone.
Yeah, we don't want that one.
Producer,
Taylor Sheridan.
Yeah, plays Charlie... Charles Goodnight in the episode. Charles Goodnight is a real life figure and is also known as the father of Texas Panhandle.
Of the Texas Panhandle.
I've missed the odd, doesn't matter. That the creator would.
Character?
Oh my god.
Learn to read, please.
Yeah, that's bad. That the character of Woodrow F. Call was based on the Lonesome Dove series.
In. Like, you're skipping words.
Doesn't matter.
You're changing words.
Lonesome Dove is also about cattle drive through the unsettled West. Then nice. The other spoilers about Yellowstone and about a quote, so we're not going to say it.
Read that. Continuity. In the last scene, Margaret uses a shotgun to shot and kill.
To shoot. They forgot to know.
Yeah, they forgot to know. That was not me. Reading incorrectly. shot and kill a man who tries to take her horse. Margaret left her shotgun with Colton when she took his horse. Colton carries a rifle in his saddle holster, as seen numerous times earlier in the episode. No shit. I, you know,
That is a plot hole.
You do see it. That is a big plot hole.
Will I block it? No, because I didn't.
I feel like subconsciously I knew that.
Really, I was like, wait, she don't have a gun.
Right.
Maybe I'll dock it, just one. When the crew goes to the ground to fight the cattle thieves, Shay's rifle switches back from one with a full underbarrel magazine to one with a half barrel magazine, and then back again. I don't know what any of that means, nor did I notice it.
Errors. In the horse race scene, a bit is visible on the horse that Sam was riding. In 1883, it would have been a war bridle, a rope loop around the lower jaw. The adoption of the traditional Western bridle came later. I don't know anything about horses, so that doesn't mean shit to me.
Also, incorrectly regarded as goose. It's a long one.
This one has 8 helpful, 11 unhelpful.
Yeah, so we'll...
It's probably dumb as fuck.
We'll see what happens. And I think I already looked this up. Anyways, because I'm reading some of this. At 1501, Margaret Dutton, responds to a question by saying to dream of indoor plumbing. Indoor plumbing does not enter America mainstream
lexicon.
What does that mean?
Everyday speech.
Got it. Until the early 1890s. Before the period, indoor plumbing would have been extremely rare and found only in the most modern progressive cities like New York City or Chicago. Her home state of Tennessee would not have been modern indoor plumbing until...
No, I've seen modern.
Whatever. I said the sentence. It didn't change what I said was saying.
It literally does.
No, it doesn't. Until the turn of the 20th century, almost 20 years later. Fuck. That's crazy. That's big crazy. Anyways.
Gotta go dig a hole and shit in it.
That doesn't mean that she was unaware of it, even if she had never seen it. Some have posted here that she would not have known the term, but she certainly could. I'm pretty sure they talk about it earlier. Because I'm pretty sure...
When they were in the hotel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she says to, Ain't No Fucking Farmer John, like, New York has... She literally did, because she's like, New York has a tap door where you just turn the handle and it just comes straight to you.
Yep.
Fucking
I know. Revealing mistakes. This also has 5 helpful, 4 unhelpful, by the way. At 20 minutes and 35 seconds, you can see Elsa's tape-in extensions, which obviously didn't exist in that era. Why do you have to fucking write it like that? The reason why you have 4 unhelpful is because you said, which obviously doesn't exist in that era. Fucking obviously!
Yeah, character errors.
8 helpful, 4 unhelpful.
After the rustlers.
The rustlers.
A.K.A. the thieves. Are killed, the team doesn't round up the cattle to take back to the wagon train. Also, they would have taken the dead rustlers' horses, guns, and ammunition for their own use. There's no evidence of the cattle in the following
episode that are needed for food. Thanks for spoiling.
Guess we don't see the cattle for a hot minute.
Plot holes.
There were a few. I'm literally docking it because they said spread out and they didn't spread out.
Yeah, they definitely did not.
And it bothers me. That's like when someone's shooting at you, run in a fucking zigzag. Don't run straight. Like, you're giving them just a target.
Well, I think the plot was kind of iffy with Sam. He's like, yeah, we're riding out to beat the storm. And then he rides back to the storm.
Then he sees the girl.
And then he rides out away from from Elsa. And then he rides back to save Elsa. Like, he's just literally a plot armor for Elsa. Like, he's there to save her.
That's fine. Like, I feel like...
He's fucking disappearing, doing what now? And coming back? Like, he just...
Going home?
He knows where the trouble is. He saves her.
It's their land. They would know. They probably know everything going on their land.
Do you know everything going on your land?
What is my land?
Where you live.
In my house? Yes.
Outside your house?
Most of the time. Except for that weird-ass dude trip.
I don't know what that was about.
I would say 95% of the time I know what's going on my yard. No, my neighborhood's a different story. That's like 0% of the time.
Right.
Except for that one time that dude was trying to surprise his wife or something, I think. Talking to his mom on the phone in the truck, and I heard everything.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I went for a walk one time, and some dude pulled in, And then,
yeah, Mom.
No, the dude, the chick on the phone was like, well, does your wife know? And I was like, what?
And you would start walking extra slow?
Oh, yeah, I did. And then he was like, no, she doesn't know yet. And then the girl was like, well, what are we going to do? And then he goes, I want it to be a surprise. So that was like, and then, well, no, that's when he goes, I want it to be a surprise. I was like, God damn it, this ain't juicy. I mean, I'm happy he wasn't cheating, as far as I know. Sorry, I obviously don't know these fucking people. But yeah, I mean, I guess I understand what you're saying, though. Like, how the fuck does he know what's happening?
Right, he just shows up whenever it's fucking convenient for Elsa. I feel like there was another plot issue that I had.
Well, the gun.
Well, the gun. Yeah, but did we really notice it?
No, but I am plotting them for the spreading out thing.
True.
Like, at first, it looks like they're spread out, and then, like, two scenes later, it's like the fucking river again. One scene, the river looks really deep and, you know, ominous.
Ominous.
Is that the word I was looking for?
Ominous, yeah.
And then the next scene, they could have crossed it right there because there was a little trickle.
Literally.
So that's, like, this scene again. They looked far apart, and then two scenes later, they're damn near holding each other's hands.
Right.
So I'm giving plot a 9. Okay, don't write that down. Don't say anything.
Well, what was my issue? I'm gonna give it an 8. Fuck it. Because I don't like how convenient Samwise was saving the day. Directing. The fucking clouds disappeared in 2 seconds flat.
I have no issue.
I think that's dumb as fuck. Also, the thieves were doing a whole lot of not shooting.
They were shooting.
They were shooting
poorly, which to me is weird because they were moving targets when the three boys were not.
Right. So they started off shooting and then they just stopped midway through the fight.
No, they were still shooting because they got
very distance, like they'd shoot and then, you know, give it 5 minutes and then they'd shoot again.
Well, they like the fucking stormtroopers.
Yeah, they obviously can't fucking aim to save them. So I think,
well, obviously they aim pretty good. They got 3 shots in
each. Yeah, and all 13 of them fucking died. Yes. Well, actually 12 until Margaret killed the last one.
Yeah, that was the first person she ever killed
that we know of
over a horse. Yep. Like, just over a horse. But to me, that's still my life. Like, you don't know what he would have done.
That was self-defense.
Yeah. Like, you don't know what he would have done.
Right. So,
I'm even directing the 10. I had no
issue. I'm giving it an 8. Okay. Sound.
10.
Oh my god, it was terrible. I'm so terrible, I'm going to give it a 10. Acting.
I didn't have any issues with acting. I don't like the story of this episode.
Wouldn't that be the plot that you gave a 9? If you don't like it, lower the plot.
You made a point there. But it's not like, I just don't like it because I'm a fan.
Okay, so then that, okay, fine. It'll be an overall feel, I suppose. Yeah, I hear you. I know what you mean. I 7, I guess, on acting. Fuck. Dialogue. You want to give it an 8, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
I'm only going to give it an 8 because I like the half steak, full steak. And then she's like, half steak is fine.
I love that whole scene.
Costumes and makeup. 6.
No!
That's being generous.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to give
it a 7. Elsa did not wear a damn fucking hat. Yeah,
maybe she's told to wear like that. So that made no sense.
I don't give a shit.
Maybe she's not told to wear like that and she's just not good at wearing hats.
Dumb blonde?
I don't know if she's an...
A natural blonde?
Yeah, I think she's a natural blonde, actually. I watched her when she was in a kid show. Mm. Doesn't matter. I'll give it a 7. I don't have an issue with
that. Loser. Sets and surroundings. The Great Plains of Oklahoma.
7?
Yeah, I suppose. Rocks.
I would...
It's a rock planet.
I would love to ride a horse through the Great Plains of Oklahoma, though.
Props. Guns.
Guns aplenty.
Horses.
Cattle. You know what?
Cattle.
I almost do want to talk it.
Wagons.
But I can't, because I didn't notice it.
For what?
That they didn't bring the fucking... That'd be a plot, though. They didn't bring the fucking cattle back with them.
Yeah, that would be a plot.
But I didn't see it and I didn't think about it, so 7 for props. Because I also didn't see the gun issue or the horse issue that they brought up.
CGI and effects, I'm going to give it a 6. Because you know those fucking clouds weren't real. They couldn't just fucking keep them in for a few more scenes and have them fade out as they fucking progressed. No, they immediately went from heavy fucking tornado storm to fucking not a cloud in sight.
Have you ever been in a tornado storm before?
Technically speaking, yes.
Have you been outside during it? Actually, it clears up real quick.
There's still clouds visible.
Really?
There was not a cloud in sight.
What
are you giving it?
7.
Fucker.
I remember when I was a kid, and there was a tornado, and like a really bad thunderstorm, like a really shit ton of lightning. And our neighbor's tree actually got struck, it wasn't really our neighbor's tree, it was in part of our yard too. But the tree got struck by lightning, and it broke and it fell into our yard. But I remember there was also a tornado. I don't know if it ever touched down in, like, my town.
Mm-hmm.
But I just know that it came down and people saw the tornado and stuff. And I remember my dad forced all of us kids to go downstairs because we were having, like, a big get-together. And it was finally done. Obviously, all the fucking grown-ass men are outside watching the storm. No idea where my mom is, by the way. She's just fucking MIA. Honestly, should have. Never mind. Not gonna go there. So the storm ended and my dad let us all come upstairs, all those kids, and it was like, I want to say it was like green sky. It was so pretty.
Mm.
It was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
But it was clear. It just was a green sky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whatever. That's my story.
I was outside one day and it was like literally orange. I don't know what the fuck was going on, but it was orange. The air was orange.
Was that when you lived here?
No, it was in a different state.
That was because probably a fire.
I don't think so. I would live nowhere near
where that was happening?
Yeah, and you just never mind. Unweighted, we're sitting at a 7.7. What's your overall feel? Give it to me hard. You don't like how she rebounded so quickly?
No.
She was like, oh my god, I love it. Oh my god, is that Samwise Gamgee? I'm gonna fucking make out in a tornado.
I also have feelings about later episodes that I can't bring into this episode.
Because you're a spoiler.
I'm not gonna spoil anything. But I don't like it.
Well,
I can't say that. I don't want to say she can't have feelings for another guy. Like, that's not what I'm saying.
I feel like it's what you had said, that she thought she was gonna die.
Right, but then they kept it going.
Because it happened.
Well, right. I'm gonna go to 5. I'm not giving it any more. If I wasn't, and this is some biased shit because I'm an Ennis fan.
I liked Ennis.
He was my favorite character. If I didn't have, like, if I wasn't a stan for Ennis and Elsa, that's, like, the best relationship in this show, I would probably give it higher. Because it's, like, a good, like, episode. It's, like, very, like, crazy and scary and, like, the tornado is, mm-hmm. like,
and then the gunfight. And
right. It's, well, not even just that, but the tornado. If that's gonna be fucking terrifying, no thank you.
Mm-hmm.
No fuck you, thank you. Mm-hmm. And born, raised Midwesterner, we love them tornadoes. We stand outside for that shit. Not in the fucking Great Plains where I can't run back into my house and run back into my basement. No fucking thank you.
I'm also giving it a 5. Because they fucked up with the clouds. And I agree, she rebounded way too fucking quickly. Because literally in the last episode, Wade was like, that is a widow in mourning.
Right. And now this episode, she's sucking some dude's dick while a tornado goes over her
head. Literally. Dick was in mouth. That's why she's hella pregnant.
That's not how that works either. That I'm not 100% sure on. It don't work that way. Even though, did I ever tell you about the story?
About a dick in the mouth and getting pregnant?
Well, no. This girl in my health class. No, my science class.
Can you get pregnant from sucking dick?
No. The girl in my science class wasn't health class. I don't know. We were talking about reproduction. And she's like, you guys want to know what I read? And the teacher's like, what? And the teacher was so cool. I love this teacher so much. I don't know her name because she got married. And to be honest, I don't remember any of my teacher's name really from back then. Doesn't matter. This bitch goes, so when you're trying to conceive, you should suck your man's dick a few times beforehand. So your body gets used to the sperm. So it doesn't try to attack it like it's a foreign object.
Yeah, you know who wrote that? Some dude.
He wants to get his dick sucked. Yeah. And the teacher's like, what? And then she's like, yeah, because, you know, when you do said activity to get pregnant, like, your body will attack it because it's a foreign object, like, but if you suck his dick, and the teacher's like, no, nope, that doesn't work that way.
I'm pretty sure it does.
Shut the fuck up. I died when she said that shit. That was so funny.
I gave it a 5, you gave it a 5, so it leaves it unchanged. We are sitting at a 7.7.
I'm hopeful.
If they would have just fixed the fucking clouds and maybe didn't have a rebound so fucking quickly.
I would have rather it, like, gives me another episode of her mourning.
Right.
And then maybe.
But then she's mourning for 2 days long. It's already been a month.
No.
Because they said it was a month back to Doan. So it's been a month.
I need you to know that if you would die, it'd be forever. I would not rebound.
I would not rebound.
It wouldn't work. Wouldn't happen. Anyways, so yeah, that's that. Let's go to the IMDb ratings. We're sitting at 8.6 out of 10. 2,800 people rating it.
Mm-hmm.
We have 10 is our highest for the overall with 1,400 people rating it. Next highest is a 9 with 1,100. And then 114 people gave it a 1. I'm not in that category. I'm in the 5 category with there's 64 people in the 5. Anyways, our countries are still United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Germany, and Iran. Iran is really loving this Western.
Mm-hmm.
So the United States, we have an 8.7 out of 10 with 1,600. 10 is the highest with 682 people. 9 is the next highest with 417. And 61 people gave it a 1. It seems kind of, like, high. I'm wondering when we're going to read those, what they're going to say. 8.7.
This show made no fucking sense. Where did the clouds go?
No, that's yours.
Yeah.
So unless you put it in there already.
I snuck in for the for this podcast. I was like, there's no fucking clouds 2 seconds after the...
So the United Kingdom has an 8.7 out of 10, also with 233 people. Rating it, 10 is the highest with 83, 9 is the next highest with 71, and 3 people gave it a 1. Canada gave it an 8.8 out of 10 with 154 people rating it. 10 is their highest also with 57 people. 9 is the next highest with 44 people, and 3 people gave it a 1. Germany gave it an 8.6 out of 10 with 143 people, almost at 1,000 people. 143 people. 9 is their highest with 53 people. 3 people gave it a 1, and 39 people gave it a 10. Last but not least, we have Iran, with 8.3 out of 10 with 121 people rating it. 10 is their highest with 55. 9 is their next highest with 27 people, and 1 person gave it a 1. That 1 person was like, fuck Sam.
Mm-hmm.
She rebounded too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I get back to the reviews. I guess Chance doesn't have anything to say right now.
I do not.
What?
One star, please. We always start with one star. We do this every time. Elsa, blah blah blah.
Good Lord, Elsa, slow your roll with this. The men.
Ooh.
Stop talking. Stop crying and give the other characters a chance. Blah blah blah. This show had major potential, but then. With Elsa leading the show, I don't see it lasting.
1883 Twilight. If you're interested in endless Elsa monologues and a Twilight teenage love story, this is the episode for you. This series had all the potential to be New Age Lonesome Dove, but the series has digressed quickly.
Damn.
This episode was the worst.
I know how important the role of Elsa. The role of Elsa? I'm gonna guess meant is, but the turned to E all her character, not about migration. Okay.
But then it turned to be all about her character and not about migration.
I know that's what they meant. Yeah. I was reading word for word. Apparently I wrote this in my sleep. I don't back in 1883, do girls wear t-shirts?
Whoever the fuck wrote this had a seizure while they were writing
a Sammy Horan. Where they were open to strangers? The battle with the thieves was not realistic. The tornado faded away without a single drop of rain.
That's the only part I agree with this guy.
But does rain...
It doesn't have to be fucking rainy, but it faded away
but quickly. But what the fuck does do girls wear t-shirt mean? Because she had her dress cut?
Yeah.
Did you guys miss an episode?
They must have.
Y'all missed an episode. Because she cuts her dress. But anyways. Here's tenors.
And God is the land. I guess I'm not in the group that doesn't like Elsa. I really like her. I also love the narration. Another excellent episode. This is one of the best westerns made for television I've seen in a long time. The writing is tight and the acting is impactful.
Well, fuck, that's way too long.
Yeah.
The best storytelling ever. I have no doubt that every episode of 1883. Jesus
fucking Christ.
Every episode will win an Emmy Award. This is the best storytelling on television I've ever seen. There is no doubt. It is a warning to all directors and producers that the level expected of them has been raised forever. Most importantly, let's not forget the writers of this story. Mr.
Sheridan.
Thank you. Has surely won his place in heaven.
That actually says has surely, not surely.
Well, I was reading it the way they meant to write it. With an Emmy in his hand. Sure. I guess when you win an Emmy, you just get a spot in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're just, God's mm-hmm. just like, yep,
mm-hmm.
I got you, boo.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, I remember that one that was like, not Sam, but damn. This episode was amazing. I loved it. And I can't believe all the negative reviews. I wanted her to hook up with the hot Indian.
I want them to have a beautiful papoose. What the fuck does that mean?
Indians are amazing. I love the respect for the land and their beautiful tribal wear, their respect for animals, etc. From the moment Sam appears, I kept telling my hubby, I wish we were Indian. Native American, but it's fine. I had tears in my eyes this whole episode. It was great. Go watch it now. I mean, I can't say anything because I'm always like, I wish I was Italian. But...
You mean Italian?
Fuck you. Anyways, there you go.
What was your trivia?
I don't even remember. Well, we answered one of
the
them.
The clouds is what makes her think.
Well, what makes her dream then?
The damn moon.
The stars.
The stars at night are dull and dim. In Dumbledore, stupid Texas.
This was 52% and it's already down to 32.
That's not good.
No, I don't know if it's because of how bright I've had it.
Probs.
Second trivia. And then what are the planes littered with?
Bones.
Did you just fucking remember that? Or...
I've seen the bones.
The bones are good?
The bones are good. The rest don't matter. And there were 13 thieves.
Yeah, that was yours.
Yeah, we popped reviewed it. What is our next episode, Hope?
Next episode is obviously episode 8.
Obviously.
I went to the wrong fucking thing.
Season 1, episode 8.
The Weep of Surrender.
The Weep. What do you think that's about? If you
crying.
I think they're giving up on their trip to Oregon.
No.
They're like,
you know what I think it is? Because
we can't make it anymore.
Honestly, I don't remember shit. I think what happens is they surrender and go to like a really shit town.
Like Colorado.
To get more supplies.
Like Doan.
I don't think they go back.
Oh, they go to that one that
Albuquerque.
Cook said he's not going. Albuquerque's in New Mexico, which is nowhere on their trip.
It's also probably not a fucking town yet. What was it called?
I don't know. It started with an M. Maybell.
That is with the name.
Abilene.
That's why I was going to say. That's why I said Albuquerque, because it sounded like Albuquerque.
Abilene.
So they go to a shit town and they get more supplies, but they just like are so pissed about it that they just surrender and they cry the whole time. And like Elsa just cries. I feel like Elsa cries. Elsa cries all the time. She means she has reasons.
Better kiss this guy.
We were Indians.
Fucking Indians. Ma'am,
it's Native American. But I've now decided I'm just going to call them Americans.
Americans.
And we're the immigrants. We're immigrants.
We're immigrants. You ever watch Pacific Rim?
What's Pacific Rim? Is that the movie?
Yeah.
I think I might have.
It's about like giant monsters, kaiju.
Oh, and no.
They have giant robots. And they use the giant robots to fight the giant monsters.
What does that have to do with anything I just fucking said?
Well, you said rim something, and not rim job, but you Jesus said rim Christ. Something, and
all I said was that we were immigrants.
Rimmigrants! And then I was like, Pacific Rim.
What the fuck?
Good movie.
That's all I have.
That's all I got. Kitties, bye!
Thanks, bye.